Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
An official list is out that demands our attention, and with more on that, here's KT Fun List.
Feels like it was 2 weeks ago. It was like a National Cereal Day, and then there's everyone's, doing their list. Well, the LA Times is not having your list. They're like, we're going to do our own list. By the way, the Ben and Skin Show getting some love on the LA Times from the Hatcher interview over the week. I don't know if you guys caught that. The LA Times is highlighting our work.
Was it Hatcher's favorite cereals?
No. Oh. It was more about just kind of the interview and some of the things that were said. So they have decided to put together a list, and this list is based off, they said, first of all, you know what, screw the non-sweet cereals. Kick them out of the list. We're not doing that. All right? So based this on a couple things, based on the taste of it. Also, they gave a little love, a bit of the portion of what they were judging on goes to, how good is the cereal milk left over?
You know? Ooh, that's
all right.
Good.
Well, is it good? Yes. Because I feel like part of the art of having a good bowl of cereal is to perfectly guess the right amount of milk you need.
Yes.
That's more of like some people over milk, and it's just it's negligent.
You're right, but that's really more of – that's more about the user than the cereal.
It's downright reckless.
True.
It depends. Like, there are people like Michael Jackson who love their milk.
Give me my milk.
Me?
That lady next to me on that flight. Milk.
I'm not a crazy milk guy, so I'm kind of more like Ben here. I just want to make sure I get the cereal done with. I'm not a guy who likes to drink the bowl of leftover milk.
Let me ask you, Skin. Do you like leftover milk on every bowl of cereal?
No, I put, because I like the cereal to be crunchy, so I don't over milk it.
Me too.
But what I do like is I do like to have just enough milk left to where I'll want to come back with about a seventh of a bowl of cereal just to make use of.
Oh,
little,
just re-top it off.
Little reservoir.
I like that. Well, that's luxury living, though, right?
I know.
Is really coming back in and topping it off.
That means that I'm a guy that always knows how much cereal we have at the house
right,
and when and how to use it.
I don't like to over-milk, but I also don't like to under-milk
because
I find it terribly depressing. When you haven't checked – here's why, Shippy. When you haven't checked how much milk you have, and you already got the cereal poured out into the bowl, and then you go and look, and there's no milk or not enough for a full bowl, and you have to, you're like, what do I do here? I'm definitely not going water. Some people go water. But I will go ahead and under-milk. I'll under-milk that bowl.
Milk.
Why won't I go water?
Water. People do that?
People do that.
Doesn't it depend on who you're milking?
No one I know does that.
And so I will. Well, don't you live a privileged life?
I mean.
That is really...
The people
lap
are doing
luxury.
That are crazy.
So if you can go with too little milk because you have to, and then if you undermilk it, I feel like it's depressing because it's reminding me of the times that you've had not enough milk to get by.
Yeah, like when you're a one.
Do you ever go straight off the tap?
Can you milk a cat?
What do you mean?
You can't just go out.
Excuse me. Did you ask me if I can milk my wife?
No, a cat. Kevin?
Oh, a cat. Yeah. Not cat, my wife.
No,
okay, sorry.
I should see how you get confused.
You milk anything with nipples, Greg.
Is that right, Kevin?
So
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
A top 23?
I'm milking right now.
We're going to start at the bottom, and then at the end of the segment, we can say that we are here.
All right.
Number 23.
I don't know what that means.
Cookie Crisp.
All right.
That is some good after milk, by the way.
That is good after milk. Although that makes it sound like after birth, which is disgusting. Don't call it after
don't
milk.
Don't use that on your cereal.
Don't call it after milk.
What is it? Post milk?
Milk.
Milk.
Post Malone.
Post grub milk?
Post milk.
Give me my milk.
Post Malone milk.
23rd overall, a cereal milk ranking of 20 on the LA Times list.
Yeah.
Number 22, guys. Catch me Lucky Charms.
Should be much higher.
Should be higher, agreed.
Not according to the LA Times.
F the LA Times.
Yeah.
But a good cereal milk ranking of 11.
I don't know what that means.
Why are they ranking the cereal milk? It's just
what this is? This is the post-analytic era where everything's got to have a bunch of categories.
It is true. Number 21, Cap'n Crunch.
Should be way
What?
Should have called it Captain Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch will fall a little bit on the rankings, because of what it does to the roof of your mouth.
What's worse, somebody saying Captain Crunch instead of Cap'n, because it really is called Cap'n, or someone calling Michael Irvin Michael Irving?
Ooh. Definitely Captain
Depends
Crunch.
If they're a sports fan. If they're not a sports fan, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
But if they're a sports guy, you got to get Michael Irvin's name right.
I like David Irvin. I wish Jason Garrett wouldn't have said so many mean things to him.
I'm just a sports guy.
Number 20, Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries.
Back to back?
Come on.
That's what he says.
That's lazy.
19, Fruity Pebbles.
You know, Fruity Pebbles will get soggy so quick.
Too soggy.
So quick. They're born soggy.
You ever had a little Fruity Pebble action on your ice cream, though?
Woo. Really?
Woo. Yeah. If you go to one of those like yogurt spots where they got all the all the things.
I had it in a milkshake once.
You sound like a you sound like you're a real serial killer, KT.
Well, I will depending if there if there's a deal at the store.
Right.
I use my card, you know.
Yep.
It'll benefit grocer. Frosted Flakes.
Oh my God! Why isn't that number one?
Number 18. I call them Frosted Flakes. Not as great as people think. Tony, just because the tiger named Tony says they're great.
I think you call it
doesn't mean they're great.
I think you call it Frosted Fakes because you took an L.
Oh, I did too. In your face.
I'm going to put that joke on my new podcast called Cereal.
Frosted Flakes are the most basic missionary cereal of all time.
No, Cheerios are the most basic missionary cereal.
That's true. Frosted Flakes are the
Wheaties.
Most basic.
Wait, what are you talking about, dude? What Wheaties are Frosted Flakes that are missionary.
Yeah.
Frosted Flakes spices it up, dude.
No, Shippy said Wheaties.
Oh, yeah.
More of like a, you know, medicinal.
17. Frosted Flakes is bringing a third party to the.
What?
What, huh? The tiger?
the frost.
Oh, yes. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
But you can barely taste it.
I can.
Yeah.
17 tricks.
Oh,
they're for kids.
First of all, hey, Rabbit, everyone's allowed to have tricks.
What?
I can see that Trix Rabbit being like, no, this is your water fountain.
Rabbits are sick of turning tricks.
They're always busy, though.
I mean, selling Trix boxes, cereals.
The Trix Rabbit's like, hey, all adults, to the back of the bus.
Yeah. Wait, what?
That's what the Trix Rabbit's doing.
So basically, the Trix Rabbit so there's the Playboy Bunny. And then there's the Trix Rabbit. The Playboy Bunny made out pretty good.
Yeah.
The Trix Rabbit.
Hey, you can't. Only kids can have this. You got it. Right. Hey, here's me and all my cereal rules.
He got screwed on that deal.
You know what? Actually, I'm wrong. It was the kids who were mad at the Trix Rabbit. The Trix Rabbit was just trying to enjoy good cereal. It was the kids who were mad.
Oh, it was the kids.
I messed up the analogy.
Dang it, kids.
The kids. Gosh. The
Leave
kids.
That rabbit alone.
Get off 16. My lawn.
Honeycomb.
Yeah.
No.
I don't. When something is a hexagon, I feel weird about it.
I like honeycomb.
Like, that way you never stop.
I have it. I have it in my top 100.
Honeycomb. Yeah.
I don't have it number 16 or whatever you're at.
Bad one at 15, guys. Raisin Bran Crunch.
No.
What?
It's just Raisin Bran with it's a little extra crunchy.
I don't think that exists.
14 Frosted Mini Wheats.
I can't believe that's higher than Frosted Flakes.
Do you guys put the frost side down on your tongue? I do.
Watch your mouth.
13, Fruit Loops.
That's a quality cereal.
That's a good cereal.
It's half as good as Lucky Charms, though.
It's, well...
It's exactly one half as good as Lucky Charms, which was, what, 22?
No, Lucky Charms got a lot of marshmallow. It's got a sog factor.
Yeah, it does have a sog factor, for sure. Number 12.
I'm not taking shots. It's a good
sounds
cereal.
Like it.
It's the LA Times ranking of the best cereals, according to taste.
What's a ranking?
Number 12 is... He defines it as the most average. The 5 foot 9 and a half tall guy named Dave. Corn Pops, number 12.
Yeah, Corn Pops. There was a time in my life where I was a Corn Pops fan. But that time came and went, Kevin.
Again, it was not a long time. It was like a rebound phase.
Here's the problem with this list so far.
Uh-huh.
He started at 25 instead of 1. So he got a bunch of good
I chose this.
No. I'm saying when he made the list.
Uh-huh.
So he started 25 is this, 20, and then he got to 12. It's like, oh, crap, I'm running out of good cereals.
I know, in the article, he starts at 1.
Let me force Apple Jacks in here. No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying that 20 to 25 so far is better than 11 to 15.
Agreed.
He's made a huge mistake. He started putting good cereals early because he thought he had so many cereals, and then he got halfway through his list like, oh, my God, I got to force Frosted Mini Wheats into this thing.
Or he's from California.
Okay.
Which might explain some of it, right?
Yeah. Is there any vegan cereal?
Number 11,
cereal?
Applejacks.
That's what I just said. Applejacks. What? That is a number 22 or 23 cereal. Lucky Charms is a 9 or an 8. That's what we're doing.
Does Applejacks have a frog on the cover?
It is a weird little. No, that's gold, that's the Smacks guy, right?
That's a bear, right?
Little Smacks.
What is the frog? Have you guys noticed the frog the cereals?
Frog cereals. Yeah, there are not a lot of those anymore. Ten is.
Tell me about the cereal show.
Ten is Golden Crisp, and it's got that little bear on there.
All right, that may have been what I was thinking of.
Golden bear frog.
Number 9. What? Cracklin' Oat Bran.
What?
What is that?
What?
That is a laxative.
Sounds like somebody needs to poop.
8. Cocoa Krispies.
Is that Black Rice Krispies?
Yeah. Basically. Number 7.
Pretty good.
French Toast Crunch. So good.
Oh, my God.
French Toast Crunch is dope.
I've never even heard of that.
They're little pieces of toast. They're sweet.
Oh. Did someone just randomly cheer for that?
Yes.
Number 6.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Number 6, chocolate frosted flakes.
What? So that's a thing?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, so number 1 on the cereal milk ranking.
This is an elaborate bit. This whole thing's a bit.
Number 5, Reese's Puffs. Can't overdo it. The roof of your mouth will be torn up, and you won't be able to, you know, enjoy life the next 3 days.
I watched something about that.
Reese's Puffs are great, though.
This list sucks.
Number 4, Golden Grahams.
Oh, those Golden Grahams. Oh, those Golden Grahams. I don't know the rest of the song, but something else about those Golden Grahams.
I've never wanted a list to end faster.
3, Cocoa Puffs.
All right.
All right, that's good.
2, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
And number 1 cereal, according to the LA Times. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Pretty good.
You know what? French Toast Crunch is better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, now you're just trying to get
GTFO
clicks.
With that.
I'm not getting clicks. I didn't write this article.
You're
trying to get clicks on your article you wrote for the LA Times.
Who is the mascot for the Honey Nut Cheerios? Is it Buster?
It's that bee.
It's the bee.
Oh. Hey, I want to have a sports sesh.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.